So we're reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are in item number 14. Thus you necessarily find that on the whole there are three states to the soul. The first state is their presence in Ein Sof, in the thought of creation, where they already have the future form of the end of correction. The second state is their existence during the 6,000 years, which were divided by the above two systems into a body and a soul. They were given the work in Torah and mitzvot in order to invert their will to receive and turn it into a desire to bestow contentment upon their maker and not at all for themselves. During the time of that state, no coercion will come to the bodies. No correction will come to the bodies, only to the souls. This means that they must eliminate from within them any form of self-reception, which is considered the body, and remain with but a desire to bestow, which is the form of the desire in the souls. Even the souls of the righteous will not be able to rejoice in the Garden of Eden after their demise, but only after their bodies have completely rotted in the dust. The third state is the end of the correction of the souls after the revival of the dead. At that time, the complete correction will come to the bodies too. For then, they will turn reception for themselves, which is the form of the body, to take on the form of pure bestowal. And they will become worthy of receiving for themselves all the delight, pleasure, and pleasantness in the thought of creation. And with all that, they will attain strong dvekut, adhesion, by the force of their equivalence of form with their maker, since they will not receive all this because of their desire to receive, but because of their desire to bestow contentment upon their maker, since he derives pleasure when they receive from him. For purposes of brevity, from now on, I will use the names of these three states, namely first state, second state, and third state, and you will remember all that is explained here in every state.
So what do we have here? He says this. He doesn't relate to the bodies, that we know this body. The beastly biology body, he's not speaking about that. Even when he says beast or animal, he's speaking about a desire for oneself and not a body, these tissues. So he says this. There are three states to the souls. Not us, not humans, but the souls. The first state is their presence in Ein Sof, in the thought of creation, where they already have the future form of the end of correction. Meaning the first state is actually the final state. That the soul is corrected. It reaches connection with all its parts to the state that it resembles the Creator and is in adhesion with Him. The second state is their existence of the souls during the 6,000 years, meaning that there's a process that the souls go through and correct themselves till their final corrected form. And these stages are called 6,000 years. It doesn't have anything to do with our years that we revolve with the earth around the sun. It's 6,000 degrees. that we need to go through in our correction, which were divided by the above two systems into a body and soul. They're divided into two systems, body and soul. They were given the Torah, the work in Torah and mitzvot, meaning to perform these actions called mitzvot, commandments, by that to receive the upper light that perform corrections which are called Torah, in order to turn the will to receive in them and bring them to the will to bestow contentment to their maker. And not for themselves at all. During the time of that state, those 6,000 years, no correction will come to the bodies, only to the souls. So there's something about correcting a soul. Then there's another state of correcting the body. This means that they must eliminate from within them any form of self-reception, which is considered the body, and remain with but a desire to bestow. Which is the form of the desire in the souls. Even the souls of the righteous will not be able to rejoice in the Garden of Eden after their demise, but only after their bodies have completely rotted in the dust, meaning they have to go through a certain correction called rotting in the dust. And then each and every soul can reach its final correction, where it rids itself of the will to receive in its final form and reaches a state called the Garden of Eden. The third state is a state of the end of the correction of the souls. When does that happen? After the revival of the dead. What does that mean? That this final whole complete correction will come to the bodies too. Body is not our body, not this body, but a body means the desire to receive, which is corrupted, which will be corrected in its final form. What does Gmar Tikkun mean, the final correction? For they will turn the reception of themselves, the form of the body, which will be in the, will take the form of pure bestowal, meaning the entire will to receive everything possible, everything created on behalf of the Creator, will turn into pure bestowal, and they will become worthy of receiving themselves, for themselves, all the delight, pleasure, and pleasantness in the thought of creation. Meaning all the delight that the Creator wants to give that same guest that's before Him, that created being, He gives it, and this guest can receive it. And with all that, they will attain strong dvikut, adhesion, by the force of their equivalence of form with their Maker, since they will not receive all this because of their desire to receive, but because of their desire to bestow contentment upon their Maker, meaning the Creator has pleasure that they receive from Him. That's why they receive. And from here, we'll use these three states, the first state, second state, and third state, and you will remember all that explained here in each and every state. Obviously, there are many things here that weren't mentioned that are here between the lines, but what can you do? We can scrutinize them more and more, go over it with a pencil, make all kinds of changes in the text that it'll be more understood. Usually that's how I work. But what he writes it in a way that seems that for now this is what he wants to say. Yes, Michael, what?
The second state, is it an actual realistic state?
What do you mean realistic? The main second state is our work. The first state isn't our state. The first state is that we're already in Gemar Tikkun, and there the final form of the will to receive, which is corrected, was determined. The third state, it's the same final correction that we are included there, we exist there, and we reach it with all of our corrections, but with an understanding, with awareness that we have absorbed through the second state. But the main thing for us is the second state.
Where does this gap take place if there is one between the first and the third state? Because they're both the end of correction, he says.
Yeah.
So is there a gap between the first and the third?
Of course, because the first state was determined by the Creator. The third state is what the created beings attain after the correction, through their corrections.
So what is dvikut, complete adhesion?
Then they can reach a complete adhesion. The fact that the first state exists in the third state, that's on behalf of the Creator. The fact that we reach it through the second state, by this we acquire the second state with all the changes and corrections, and then we reach a third state, we understand what the Creator has prepared for us.
In the third state, we still have the recognition or the awareness of the second state?
As a result of the second state, we have went through ascents, descents, through the 6,000 years, as we say. When we reach a third state, we understand and feel the third state completely.
So that's what I'm asking. If we feel the third state fully, does the second state disappear? Is he no longer in our feeling?
It's included in the third state. You can't attain the third state without going through and incorporating with all the states in the second state. Otherwise, the third state for you would be the same as the first state. Okay.
Good. Moscow 1. Первое состояние, то, что его характеризует, это то, что
the first state, what signifies it is that we have a general common relationship there. I don't understand. What's written here? It says that the first state is them in the Ein Sof, in the thought of creation. The thought of creation, not in us, that all the souls have that final form of Gemar Tikkun, of the third state. Meaning the first state, you already have the corrected state of the third state.
Eta 4.
Rab, good morning. We in the material decompose as a process. What is this process of decomposition of Bala Sulam is speaking about in this part of the text, in the spirituality? What is the meaning of decomposition in spirituality?
That's a recognition of evil. As much as we see in every part of our will to receive, that it disconnects us from the Creator, from the force of bestowal that we already yearn for, that's why the state that we're in is a state of deteriorating.
Barur. Tov.
Clear?
Latin 8.
With your permission, dear Rav.
And the
second state of the souls, if the bodies are the will to receive from itself, what are the souls? We're a little bit confused about that.
Not a bit. You're not even a bit confused. You're just not in it. You don't understand it because we've never learned it. That's why what you're asking are just questions about things we haven't learned about. To the extent that he gave us in this small part, only about that you can ask. And I also don't know if I'll answer, because he gave you knowledge, very general knowledge, that you have three states, one, two, and third state. That's it, no more than that. He says that the first state, that we exist only in thought, in the thought of creation. And in this thought, there's already a future form we have to reach. And we'll reach it because we are in that thought. All of reality is the thought of the Creator, the thought of creation. The second state, that according to this thought, we are just activated. And while being activated, we feel ourselves as existing, as independent, that we want this and that or otherwise, and we want to receive, we want to bestow to one another. Yes, no, hate, love. Every time we scrutinize what this thought, it's cooking us in its soup. Right? That's how we are cooking. That in the end, from this, we start understanding and feeling what's happening with us. How can we participate in this stew that we're in? And then we reach the third state. That this soup, this stew, this thought, it comes to its final realization that then we are already incorporated in the third state, and this third state was predefined, and each and everyone has a place there, and we reach it. Then we understand what we went through and what we got to. What happens after the third state? It's not written anywhere. It's not. But there are all kinds of other states there. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, usually nothing's written about it, but if we advance more and more, so we will get a few hints about it. That's after the final correction of all of this reality, when the whole world, our world, rises to the degree of Ein Sof, of infinity. That has to happen soon, according to our times.
Tov. Rechovot.
Okay, Rechovot.
It's actually not so clear. What's the third state? Is the fuse already in the first state or not?
Matzav Aleph.
The first state is the final form of Gemar Tikkun, which exists in the third state.
And in the first state, third state doesn't exist?
It's there in force, in potential. And in practice, the first state becomes a third state through the second state. Okay?
PT 19.
PT 19.
Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. They say that the third state is the end of correction of the souls after the revival of the dead, where the complete correction will come. It's very fascinating. It's amazing. Can you explain, kind of in simplicity, so we understand, what is he talking about? What's this revival of the dead? What is he talking about?
The will to receive. That knows the negative form of the will to receive and determines that this is a form of dead. And then it goes through a correction. After it determines it's dead, it wants to receive a different form, from reception to reach bestowal. That's called the resurrection of the dead, the revival of the dead. That it doesn't want to be in order to receive, but in order to bestow. And then all the desires that the Creator created, and they went through the form of in order to receive, they reached the form of in order to bestow. That's called the revival of the dead.
In our work in the tent, is there like even a bit of this concept of revival of the dead, or not even?
We haven't reached the feeling that we're dead, so how could there be, how could we be concerned about the resurrection of?
Yes, man, what does it mean to be dead in the tent?
Dead that each one only wants for his own benefit. The opposite form of the Creator. That's called dead.
So we're still dead. You're saying that we're kind of like dead in the tent?
If you don't even feel that, so you're not even dead. You're even before that. You don't even exist in any way towards spirituality.
So I understand you. Are you telling me that I'm supposed to feel dead in my tent? In the tent, you feel dead?
If you don't ask, but you'll listen, you'll understand more.
I'm hearing you. You said that we have to come to the tent to feel like dead in the tent, as far as the will to receive.
You need to feel the truth. And if on the path you'll feel so that you're dead, so that's also right. So what? Today you're less than the degree of dead, because you don't even feel that you're dead.
Hey, you confused me a little bit. Bye-bye.
Asia.
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 אתה יכול לשאול את השאלה.
Go ahead, ask a question.
יש לנו את השאלה שלו. השאלה היא, האם ניתן לפרש...
We have his question. The question is, can we interpret body and soul as the desire to receive and the desire to bestow?
Correct. Body in the wisdom of Kabbalah is called the will to receive, and the soul is called the will to bestow. Correct.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, before the end of correction, is there no state of receiving in order to bestow? Meaning like the example of the host and the guest?
Here and there, there are such desires, but Gmar Tikkun means that all of a person's desires are all in order to bestow, all desires. That's why it's called the final correction.
Is our correction only upon the intention or upon the desire? What's the correction upon the desire?
Correcting the desire means correcting the intention. The desire stays in order to receive, but if it's for the benefit of the host, it's called in order to bestow.
What's the correction of the bodies that he says? What's that?
Correction of the bodies. There's a desire to receive. And that desire to receive is in order to receive, it's called corrupted. The fact that it's entirely corrupted, there's a degree that it's already dead, and It crumbles and disappears, supposedly. And the will to receive that reaches the degree of bestow and then is corrupted, that's called that it's the will to receive that reaches a degree of souls. We'll speak about it. It's not for here. You can, from this one sentence, now start extracting all the wisdom of Kabbalah from it.
PT 30.
I hope that I'm not confusing. It has to do with what we're studying only. Can we say that the first state is the circles and the second state is the straightness?
We don't want to say anything about what isn't written here. That's it. Let's keep going.
We are in item 15.
When you examine the above three states, you will find that one completely necessitates the other. In a way that if one were to be cancelled, the others would be cancelled too. If, for example, the third state, the inversion of the form of reception to the form of bestowal had not materialized, it is certain that the first state in Ein Sof would never have been able to emerge, since the wholeness materialized there only because the future third state was already there, as though it is the present. Although all the wholeness that was depicted there in that state is like a reflection from the future into the present. But if the future could be cancelled, there would not be any present. Thus, the third state necessitates the existence of the first state. It is all the more so when something is cancelled in the second state, where there is all the work that is destined to be completed in the third state. The work is, meaning the work in corruptions and corrections and the extensions of the degrees of the souls. Thus, how will the third state come to be? Hence, the second state necessitates the third state. And so it is with the existence of the first state in Ein Sof, where the wholeness of the third state already exists. It necessitates that it will be adapted, meaning that the second and third states will be revealed in the complete wholeness that is there, no less and no more in any way. Thus, the first state itself necessitates the expansion of two corresponding systems in the second state to allow the existence of a body in the will to receive, corrupted by the system of impurity, Tuma, and then we can correct it. Had there not been a system of worlds of impurity, we would not have that will to receive, and we would not be able to correct it and achieve the third state. For one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus, we need not ask how the system of tuma, of impurity, came to be from the first state, for it is the first state that necessitates its existence in the form of the second state.
Well, let's read the paragraph by paragraph so people can ask about it. 15. When you examine the above three states, you'll find that one completely necessitates the other in a way that if one were to be canceled, the others would be canceled too. Is that clear or not?
Friends,
Friends, I'm reading again. We read about three states that we have, right? The first, second, and third. The first state is the plan that you can already see the final state that has to come because it comes from above. The second state is the implementation. Through 6,000 years, it has to take place. The third state, that it already took place, and it's in the final form. So we have 1, 2, and 3. The first state.
She'u kvar gamkin kayam be'etzem b'matzav ha'gimel. כי רק הבורא הוא מבצע, אם כאן שום בעיה, שזה יתבצע ככה בלבד, בלבד.
There's no problem that only he is making it happen. The second state is the action itself that has to take place. The third state, that everybody in practice reach a state that was predetermined. Clear, right?
עכשיו,
now,
מה הוא אומר הלאה?
What does he say? Onward. If, for example, the third state, the inversion of the form of reception from the form of bestowal had not materialized, it is certain that the first state in Ein Sof would never have been able to emerge. Clear, right? Since the wholeness materialized there only because of the future third state was already there, as though it is present, all the wholeness that was depicted there in that state like a reflection, you understand or not? Reflection from the future into the present. Let's ask for now. PT 18.
No.
Haim Baal HaSulam Metaer Matzav.
Is Baal HaSulam describing a state which is ended in its beginning?
Yes.
Mak Israel.
Thank you very much.
Mak Israel.
Здравствуйте, Рав. То есть получается, что первое состояние предопределено.
No, Rav, meaning it works out that the first state defines the states that follow. So the question is how to hasten this process to move through all them fast.
Good question. How can we speed up this process by our participation? You can also say this, that if the states 1, 2, 3 are clear, and only the second state that we're practically in now, in practice. So at least, can we speed up our development? Yes, correct. All the changes in our development are only by us speeding it up ourselves, that we are being drawn to the final state. Then, by this, we truly reach the final correct state in a correct way, because we're yearning for it. We are searching how to get there. And specifically in this participation, by speeding it up the way we want to do it, by this, we change ourselves, and by this we add into this final connection, we add a lot of light that will be revealed in the vessels, because we, by wanting to connect, wanting to be together, not by suffering that the Creator will reveal and will connect, but we ourselves, from the good, from recognizing that we want to be His partners, if we cause correction, by this we discover the big addition of the light that will be in the vessel, from us searching, from us connecting on our own, meaning our effort to be connected is what adds all the intensity of the connection and all the great light that can be revealed. Otherwise, we reach the final correction, meaning if we don't do anything, everything will be played out according to the plan of creation. So we advance and reach the final correction, that all of creation remains in the form that there's five lights, vessels, everything's correct, everything's connected, everything's okay, but there won't be the degree of Adam that it's the intensity of 620 times more, meaning that we add all of our desire in there, that we awaken one another, just as we were speaking even today in the previous lesson, that the correction is by me helping the friend, that I do something instead of him and he does something instead of me. And in this way, man will help his friend by us in such a way connecting and implementing these corrections. By this, we are inviting a light that is 620 times more intense, the light of Neran Chai, that is revealed in the end of the corrections. And otherwise, no. Otherwise, it's as if we didn't do anything. All the benefit of the creation is that there will be an Adam that is evil, opposite of the Creator, and reaches recognition that he is such, and all his oppositeness of the Creator becomes resemblance to the Creator. Not because he feels bad, but because by this he's giving contentment through all of creations to the Creator. And in this way, each and every one of us does that. And by that, we discover the upper light, the infinite upper light. What, Michael?
I wanted to ask, what compels the first state, the third state, or the third state, the first state? Who's the cause?
The three states, as we just read, they all, you see, 15. When you examine the above three states, you'll find that one completely necessitates the other. The first necessitates the second and third, and each one of them necessitates the other remaining states. That's how they're connected. That's how they work. You have to think, you have to talk about it, because if we're speaking about the general creation, it's too much. We usually don't speak about it in such a way in our research, but here he wants to get into it still. It's the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Okay, friends, I see that you stopped asking, maybe because you have a few rest days before you, the weekend. Well, let's say PT 25. Who's there? David?
No, it's not David. Anyhow, how are you? The shattering, was it also inside this thought of creation? Or is it?
Without the shattering, the thought of creation couldn't exist to do good to the created being, because without the shattering, there is no created being. There's no foundation of anything to correct. Obviously, the shattering is the main part.
No, I always thought that, but the shattering we learned, it's like it's a result that man did it. It's Adam did this.
What man? Shlomi.
Not a person, the creature, the extension of the lights inside the will to receive. So that's it. Maybe I didn't get to.
Everything came from above. Everything is from above. We have to participate in what the Creator does. But not that we shatter something against his desire, do something against his desire. There is never such thing in reality.
Okay.
Latin 1, what do you want?
Rab, ¿cómo podemos utilizar apropiadamente lo escuchado?
How can we use correctly
de los tres estados?
What we learned in this lesson as far as these three states. How can we practically use this in the 10?
You can't and you don't need to. You'll just be confused. You just use the 10 for what we have, what we talked about in the first lesson. The other is just for knowledge. We'll work on it as if we didn't read it. That's it. Let it go. You'll forget about it till tomorrow. Salt Lake City.
Thank you. Is our work to enter, to build the sense, to feel the third state?
Our
purpose is to reach the third state in practice, yes. And we are, as Bala Sulam wrote, we're already in a state that is called the final generation, meaning that we are already, we can reach a third state. Well, and for this, for now, we'll say goodbye. Whoever wants, we can still meet. Till tomorrow, actually. What, Michael?
Yes, we have the announcements about our schedule for today and tomorrow. Today, 10:30 a.m. Israel time, a conversation with Rav and Michael Sandilevich from 10 to 10:30 a.m. Tomorrow morning, quarter to 3 a.m., preparation for the lesson, and our lesson starts as usual, 3 a.m. Israel time. In the afternoon, again, the preparation for the lesson is 1:45 p.m. Israel time. From 2 to 3, the afternoon lesson. From 3 to 4:30 p.m., the women lesson. And from 4:30 to 5, the women's world gathering. And we will conclude with a melody.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.